matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, well, hello, Clint. Glad you're here. Welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here. I need your help. All right, I've been busting my to get this girl, and I just don't know what to do. I feel like I have literally tried everything. Like, think of something and I've done it. Like, every last little thing, and then still I'm coming up short.
Okay, I sense the frustration here.
Well, yeah, I'm frustrated. I'm trying to break through, and I'm, like, grasping at straws.
Right. Okay, well, let's go over the basics. What's her name? It's Grace, right?
Grace.
What's been the play so far?
Well, so first off, y'all got to know that just trying to get this girl's attention took all of my damn energy. I've been trying to get at her since she broke up with her boyfriend, and that was over a month ago. Mm. And so I invited her out to do a few things. I tried to keep it casual because, I didn't want to scare her off. But sure, she was always busy. She was always coming up with some excuse. And I was kind of taking that as a sign for a while, you know?
A sign that she wasn't interested?
Yeah, you know, like sure. And like, I get it. Stuff happens. And then, like, people get busy or they have plans or whatever. But, like, every single time, like, I don't know about that. And then I'm of the opinion that, like, if you want to do something, you'll figure it out. I guess you'll go.
No, I think that's a pretty fair assumption there, man.
Well, yeah. So it was pretty wild to find out that I was wrong.
Oh, okay. How'd you figure that out?
So Grace, right? She loves trivia, like loves it. She has like 3 different nights and spots where she'll go during the week, like every week.
Hold on.
Wait.
She hits trivia 3 times a week, like every week?
Every single week, 3 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's like kind of a night owl, you know, she's real social and all that, and I know a lot of her friends are like bartenders and bouncers and stuff, and I know what you mean. It seemed like a lot to me too, but she just, I don't know, it's her thing. She loves the whole scene. That's what made me realize I was just attacking this thing all wrong.
Meaning what?
Well, meaning, I was trying to get her to go out, like, dancing and all this other but she's already going out 3 nights a week. I don't mean for this to sound creepy, but I already know where she's going to be.
Right.
So I just decided at that point to ask if I could hang out with her at one of her spots one night and just, like, do the trivia things and see what happens and all that.
That's not too bad, man. Are you good at trivia or anything?
Well, I thought I would be. Does that count? No, I'm not. I was hoping for some beginner's luck, I think, but that did not happen. I'm not an idiot or anything, but, like, yeah. So I get there. I buy her and her friends a few beers. I thought my idea was going perfectly because one of her friends no-showed, so I got to, like, join the team or whatever. But I totally blew it. Like, I even knew some of the answers, but I couldn't get them fast enough. I was, like, missing everything. And it was one of those, what do they call it? One of those, like, evil ones or whatever, where you have to decide, like, how many points to risk each time, you know? And so I was just digging us a deeper and deeper hole. And I am not exaggerating when I say we finished dead last.
Dang. Oh. But hey, that happens, right?
Someone's got to be last, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would think so. But, like, look, I thought this was just, like, a friendly game. But, dude, her friends were, like they were not happy with me at all.
Well, how is she?
Yeah.
Well, she was so busy trying to calm him down. It was a little hard to read, you know? I could sort of see it in her eyes. She was like, it was like when your parents aren't mad, they're just disappointed.
No, dude, no.
Like, I just sort of slunk home. I convinced her to let me give it another go with her. I said I was just nervous. So she takes me to this bar that was doing like a 2-man battle type ordeal for, well, get this, the prize was a pair of tickets to see Luke Combs at the Dome.
Oh.
Like, that's the prize, like, up front.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
No. No offense. Oh. No offense. Why would she agree to do that after your last performance?
Mm.
Well, I was wondering that myself. I mean, I would the game, but we had a pretty great time otherwise, me and her. I mean, there was something there.
Okay, yeah, but the trivia, man.
Right, right.
But the trivia.
Like, what happened? You bombed again, didn't you? Is this going to be one massive apology? Because, like, I should tell you, man, there's no guarantees we can get Luke Combs tickets, man. Not like those.
Not up front.
No.
Well, no, no. So it was crazy, actually. I was on fire.
What?
I was just, like, hitting on everything. I dominated round after round. And then it's the finals, man. It's for all the stinking marbles. And what happens? They asked something that I swear I heard on your show.
What?
That trivia thing that you do. What's that trivia thing?
The minute to win it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks to y'all, we nail it.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right? And, like, I'm celebrating, like, I just won a world championship,
oh
right?
My God.
And, like I I don't know if I celebrated too hard or whatever. Like, I thought we'd grab a celebratory drink or five, but no, she just pretty much bounced after all that.
She bounced? What, was it just too exciting?
Could she have been in shock?
Like, how bad are we talking, dude? What did you do?
Well, you know, I popped a couple Bud Lights. I did the whole stone cold chug. You know, I'm worried that maybe I talked a little bit too much to her friends.
Oh, no, dude,
why?
Please.
Well, I mean, look, they were right at the next table. Like, what was I going to do? You know, but I don't know. It just kind of kept on coming, and it's entirely possible that I took it too far. I don't know. I thought it was all good fun, but maybe I need to make some amends. Mm. And this seems like a fun way to do it, so here I am.
Well, okay, let's call her and hope she's in a forgiving mood.
You do seem like a glutton for punishment, so yay.
We'll talk to Grace next.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Clint. Clint.
I'd have
not,
been excited
I'd say
to.
Not I, so great at trivia, but
no.
Then he was like.
Caught fire. He caught
the
fire.
The all-time great.
And he's up front for Luke Combs with his girl.
Which is way better than winning Minute to Win It.
And then he decided he was going to remind everybody that he did not, in fact, suck. Like, the first... and he just...
He's got to rub everybody's faces in it.
I get
really,
it.
Really revel in that victory.
The emotions were high. Perhaps he owes an apology.
I think he might. But let's get Grace on the phone and find out for sure. Hey, is this Grace?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Grace. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, the country station here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
We were calling.
Oh, the Minute to Win It people?
Yes.
Really?
Well,
yes. Oh, duh. You love trivia. I was thinking that's a weird thing to know us for.
So we're not calling about that.
No, this is actually another thing we do where we call people. And this one is to hook you up with a date night that we like to give away. So it's pretty cut and dry. You'll pick whatever you want to do. We'll pay for it.
Okay. Okay, so then what do I have? Do I have to play a game or something? I'm sorry, I'm not usually up this
right.
early.
No,
right.
So someone else entered you to win this prize. So if you agree to use the date with that person, you're good to go. Okay, you do know the guy. He was recently your trivia partner, I believe. Clint, the guy you're gonna go to Luke Combs with here in just a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clint.
Okay. Wow. Well, I just expected a better reaction, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there might have been a lot going on that night, so...
Yeah, there sure was. Mm. You could say that again.
We would, but see, we actually have Clint on the phone. And Clint, do you want to just address all of this?
Sure. Hi, Grace. look, I just wanted you to know that I know I talked a lot of smack to your friends after trivia that night, and I don't know, I felt like they were egging me on, but I think I might have taken it too far. It was a big win, but I acted like a total so I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I really am, and while I understand you might be a little I don't know that I was prepared for, like, no comunicado.
I mean... I don't know what you were thinking. Like, I honestly don't. But that's just not how you do it. You know, you could have gotten us kicked out of there.
Right.
Well, yeah, but, like, we didn't get kicked out, and I won us the tickets.
And those are pretty hot tickets, Grace.
They are. I mean, is it possible? Like, he just got overly excited. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, especially, like, I have no idea what all was said. But is this something you could maybe let slide? I mean, just maybe this once?
No. Honestly, no, I can't. No. I mean, he's trying to act like he won something. He cheated. He's a liar. He was cheating his up the entire night.
Seriously?
Wait.
Yeah.
How?
Well, okay. So I started to get a little suspicious when he got, like, you know, Jeopardy Master good in 2 days because we had played trivia before and he sucked. He was like one of the saddest partners I've ever seen, you know?
Yes.
And then at first I was like, wow, okay, maybe all these questions are just lining up. But then later I'm noticing she's kind of fiddling around with something under a napkin, under the table. You know, it was very subtle. I'll give him that. But the fact that no one noticed you looking up on your phone is like incredible. You know, they usually have eyes like a hawk in there. But anyway, I decided to give him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't know for sure that that's what he was doing.
Right.
But then I saw him straight up Googling answers. I didn't know what to do.
What? No, you knew what to do. You take the win, baby. I got us into Luke Combs.
So this is legit. You're admitting to it.
Dude.
I mean, no.
Oh, okay, come on. Come on. Did you?
What do you want me to say, man? Like, I was in a bad situation. I embarrassed myself, and I needed to get redemption. I did all those things. Yes. Plus, she wanted these tickets, okay? So I did what I had to do to get them for her, all right? I mean, she could have ratted me out at any point, okay? When we were at the bar, like, you My didn't God. Say anything, and all of a sudden, you've developed a conscience now?
Wow.
I didn't want you to get your kicked, okay?
This is serious trivia.
Oh, my gosh. What is the plan here, Einstein? You think I just stand up and start screaming, oh, my gosh, hello, everybody, this guy's cheating. Like, no way, they kicked me out, too. And I've got friends there. And I just wanted to get the heck out of there before anyone realized.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Look, in my opinion, a win is a win. You wanted the tickets, and I got them for you. Now, for the rest, who cares? Like, so what? It cheated at trivia. No one got caught. You got into the show. It's a victimless crime. Like, most girls would be thankful, I think. Like, I got the job done for us.
Oh.
Like, are you saying you don't want to go to the show anymore?
Are you kidding me? Of course I want to go to the show. I just feel like I did something wrong, you know? I feel dirty now. Like, who pulls a grift at trivia?
Okay, so stop giving me about it then. Say yes to this date too. It's like a 2-for-1, right?
Wow.
I don't feel good about this at all.
I hate this.
I do too, you guys. I feel totally gross. But, you know, it's weird because, like, at the same time, I do really want to go to the show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Am I a terrible person? I mean, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Should I snitch him out? I mean, it's been like a week already, and I feel like I'm for sure going to get kicked out of that league now. Someone's going to figure out what we were talking about here. But honestly, I don't want to miss this show. I don't know what to do. This sucks.
Take the win.
Okay, look, hang on one second. You can do literally whatever you want, but we would like to know how this hits people, because I'm not going to. It's Luke Combs front row.
I know.
Oh my God. Look.
What a predicament.
Look, hang out. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with you.